Good evening, Abba Yisrael. We're bringing some very, very interesting simon, which is Sim Kuf Samach Gimel, page 118 in the bottom, which is discussing how much actually does a person need to travel if he hasn't got water. So say you are in an area where for some reason or another there is no water, and you want to have your bread, you want to eat something. Now you're getting a bit impatient because you want to eat something, but you just haven't got water available. Whether you may be in a desert, you may be in the forest, you may be in a plane, you may be in any place that you haven't got access to water and you want to eat something. So there is no obligation to fast. And in fact, if you need to, you're allowed to. If there's no alternative, you're going to be allowed to eat without washing. And this simon over here is going to define exactly how much effort do you need to, how far do you need to go, how far do you need to travel in order to obtain water for Netilas Yadayim. So that is a taken. If there is no water whatsoever, you find yourself in the middle of the desert and there is mamash no water and you want to eat something. You probably want to drink something first. Anyway, you're going to be quite stuck. But just for argument's sake, you just have no water accessible. So the halacha is you're allowed to eat. You don't have to fast. You're allowed to eat, but the question is, how far do you need to travel? If there is water in the surrounding somewhere, how far do you need to travel to obtain water? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say. Okay. Good. So if there's a very good point, if there's an availability of doing Tefillah Sudaim, which is spoken about, then for sure you should do Tefillah Sudaim. Here we're talking about a case that he can do not Tefillah and not Netilas Yadayim.
Is there a measurement of if you can do, if you've got Tefillah now?
Yeah, it seems that, it's interesting, it seems that you don't have to do any effort. Right, if you can do Tefillah Sudaim, you don't have to look further. Yeah. Okay, Simon Kuf Samach Gimel. There should be some of those. There should be. Can you try to look for anything? There's
not.
Ah, okay, good. Okay. So Kim Simon Kuf Samach Gimel. Din mi she ein loy mayim. Somebody has got no water. Somebody's got no water. V'amaychil la'acherim, and that leads into another topic, which is amaychil la'acherim. Somebody who feeds others. That's an interesting. Halach. We'll get to that in later sif. Okay. Bottom line, im ein loy mayim metzuyim lefonov. If a person has got no water accessible before him, berichok with a distance yoiser me'arba or milin, which is more than 4 milin. Mil is a distance, and we're going to get to define that. It's a distance. It's a certain distance, and he has got more than 4 milin away. Only there is going to be water. That it is if it's in ahead of him. Ve'le'achov mil, and if it's behind him a mil only, yitol yodov b'mapa, he should wrap, if it's beyond that distance, further away from that distance, yitol yodov b'mapa, he should wrap his hand up with a mapa, he should wrap his hand up with any towel or anything, he should wrap his hand up, ve'oichel, and he should eat pas bread, oy dovo, or something, shetibulo b'mashke, which you dip in which requires tefillah. We spoke in an early simon a while ago that there is certain foods which are required tefillah, which require netilas yadayim, but tibulo b'mashke. Primarily we're talking about bread. So if you, right, and then he adds in brackets, and we'll get to that as well. Oy oichel al yedei kaf, alternatively you can eat with a spoon. So just to explain exactly what's going on over here. Im ein lo yimayim mitzuyim lefonov berichuk yoisem abamin ve'le'achov mil. So the Shulchan Aruch is making a distinction here between where is the water to be found. Is it in the direction that you're traveling anyway? Is it where you're going anyway, or do you have to go back? Is it out of the way, or is it within your way? So it makes sense that you have to travel further if it is in the direction you're going. And that's precisely what Shulchan Aruch says. If it's in the direction you're going anyway, you're anyway going that way. So you need to go all the way till 4 million. 4 mil, which is quite a distance. You have to go 4 mil to get the water. However, if you have to return, you have to go out of your way, you only have to go a mil to get to your water. Only a mil to get to your water.
So the minion,
Very good. So Rabbi Feingold very accurately points out that we know this concept of 4 mil and 1 mil and this distinction between out of your way and within your way. We know that concept very well, as you're precisely pointing out, from Hilchas Tefillah, more precisely from Hilchas Tefillah Betzibah. When a person is in a place where there's no minion whatsoever, if he finds himself in the middle of Timbuktu, or in the middle of Scotland, wherever he may be, and there is no minion, so then the halacha is actually a person doesn't have, if there's no minion, you don't daven with a minion. Still daven, but you're daven without a minion. Now, how far do you need to travel to get to a minion? So if it's really far away, you don't have to go. You are potter, you're exempt. But Chachamim said, if there is a minion within a certain surrounding, you need to travel to that minion. There again, we make a difference. Is it out of your way, or is it direction you're going? If it's anyway in direction you're going, so that's you need to travel all the way to 4 mil. And if you're going out of your way, if you're going specifically to that place, because you're going to a minion, it's out of your way, and it's not natural where you would be going, you only need to go 1 mil. Yeah. Very good. That's really interesting. We'll get that. That's a crucial point, and we'll get to that because that's Bialocha speaks about that. Very good. You're 100% right. We'll get that in a minute. Literally in a minute. Okay? So, we're learning that there is... So, that you're very right. Rabbi Feingold compares it to Alochas. It seems to be very similar, and Roy Poskim, in fact, take on that it's the identical topic. That it's the identical takana. So, that's how far you need to go. 4 minyan. Now, the... Okay, so maybe let's actually go into your topic now. How do you define exactly this 4 mil and 1 mil? How do you actually define that? So the Bialocha points out that there is actually a machloikas here. That if you talk about a mil or 4 mil, is it a distance? Is mil purely a distance? Or is it a time? Is it a time? And this, to be perfectly honest, is actually machloikas and remains a machloikas to this day. So, because Bialocha points out, I'm going to go straight into the Bialocha, and the Bialocha says as follows. In the second Bialocha, 3 lines from the bottom on the side, Chofetz Chaim says as follows, and it appears, if a person traveled with a flying camel. What's a flying camel? What's a flying camel? Pardon? So we have. Oh yeah. Okay. That's not what he means. It runs very fast. It's an expression. You're right. There is such an expression in the Gemara. That's not what he's still referring to, though. He's referring to an expression which could go in our past which it's either referring to a train. I saw some. It's actually a train, or some hold that it's a horse wagon, a horse wagon that used to go fast. Either way, we're talking about a ways of transport which is faster than just walking. So whether it's the train, which was in the times of Bialocha, or whether it's a very speedy horse wagon, either way, he said that Mistabuk Shenoise Begam Lapach, if somebody travels with this flying camel, Kogen Al Post V'chir Tzibazah, Ein Choshen Lefi Oyer Chadech, we will not go according to the length, the distance of the journey, Elo only Lefi Cheshben Azman, but we go according to the time, Shel Hiluch Dalet Milin. So if it is talking about a time, then what? So what is exactly for average person? Which is 72 minutes. For calls the canal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to identify. It is mil or it's 4 mil that we're talking about. Is it a distance or is it a time? And a very simple nafkamin will be that if we're talking about a distance, then it's a kind of. Then our assumption is that we're talking about a time, how long the average person takes in 18 minutes, how far he can walk in that distance, or in 72 minutes, how far he can go. But if the Chachamim really mean a time, then if you have a much faster way of transport, then you can go literally much more. Then if you reach that way, if you have got a gamla pach, if you've got a flying camel, it takes you a minute to go to that distance, then you normally walk, that would take you 80 minutes to walk, or 72 minutes to walk. It would take much shorter if you take a train or horse wagon or a gamla pacha, or for that matter, a car. So are you there? Is it an obligation to, is it a minute, or is it the 18 minutes that we remain, we stay with the 18 minutes and we stay with the 72 minutes, but it's now about driving and about riding. So do you go with the time? Is it a time or is it distance? Does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah. So if it's a distance, then it's going to take you a minute by car. It's going to take you a minute. It's going to take you a minute. But if it's a time, then it doesn't make a difference what your way of transport is. Have you got a car? It's going to be 18 minutes by car. Have you got a gamla pacha? It's going to be a gamla pacha 18 minutes. If you've got a train, it's going to be 18 minutes by train. It doesn't matter by walking with it. Yeah. So what is that? What is this million dollar meaning? What is it? Is it a time, or is it a distance? What is it? And Mishnah Berurah. So it's a big nafka minna, because if you find yourself, so it certainly makes a nafka minna. We can both talk about Hilchos Tilas Adam, what we're seeing over here, or simply regards to a minyan. Imagine you find yourself in a place, you're in summer holidays for argument's sake, or you're on a business trip, and you're somewhere where that there is a minyan, but it's going to take you 18 minutes drive to get there. You have a car, and you want to get catch a Maariv, but it's going to take you 18 minutes to go there. It's going to take 18 minutes. To walk, it's going to take, you know, so do you have to travel 18 minutes to catch that Maariv or not? I'll tell you another very big. If it's a distance, so you're going much more distance than 18. But if it's a time that we're talking about, then yes, you need to travel 18 minutes. You need to travel 18 minutes with your car to catch that minion. Rabbi says, somebody once asked me, and so what does Mishnah Berurah Paskin? You need to travel 18 minutes to get to Netilas Yudaim. And the same will apply with regards to a minion. You need to travel 18 minutes. If it's out of the way, and if it's within your journey, if it's within your direction, you need to travel 72 minutes. Somebody asked me once, it was 11 o'clock, I got a text message that he missed the latest Maariv in Edgware. Is the latest Maariv by now? I'm not sure. Is it 11 o'clock p.m.? Missed the latest Maariv in Edgware. How long does it take that time of night to get to Golders Green?
Legally or not?
No, not legally. No, legally, yeah. It will take 11 minutes. 11 minutes and 13 seconds. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, so will it take... So, I'm not pasking halacha lemaisa, but based on this bialocha and assuming that the halachas of tefillah is identical to tefillah sedayim, assuming that, so what would be the halacha then? If it takes less than 18 minutes?
It's more than 4 mil, but it's less.
Exactly. If we're going about distance, it's well beyond the distance that person is obligated to travel. But if it's about a time... 18 minutes, by car you can make it to go to the screen in 18 minutes. You can, I assume, right?
We say mil, is that the same? We say mile, is it?
It's not the same. It's not exactly the same. No, it's not. It's not the same. Not exactly. It's probably, initially, originally, it had probably some connection, but there's not exactly. Okay, so Abayi said we passed, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that it's about a distance. So if a person has 18 minutes travel to get to water, he needs to travel 18 minutes. If it's out of his way, if it's within the journey, he's taking it 72 minutes. That's the Bialocha Paskins. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Aleph says the following. Imein Mayim. Kosab Yamshel Shtem. It's three lines from the bottom. Yamshel Shtem writes, Mashal writes, To oisan shenoitin yedem. Those people who wash their hands. Belachus asovim, where the wetness, the moisture of grass, ksheenu emayim, if they haven't got water available. Aveiro hi beyodam. It's an aveira. You don't have to wash your hands just by the wetness of the grass. That's not good enough. The mezalzin in Netilas Yadayim. It's a zilzol. It's very disrespectful towards the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. V'gam b'chosan v'atolehi. Not only that, but the bracha is a bracha in vain. You can't just wash, do Netilas Yadayim, but some moisture of the grass. It's not good enough.
What about snow?
So snow, we learned that snow is acceptable. It's Netilas Yadayim. That's perfectly acceptable. As long as it's a substantial amount. Yeah, Netilas Yadayim, perfectly okay. She'ends in a tila called Ikka, but this is not called a tila. That's not. So it's a very interesting point that you're saying. Snow, you're actually putting your hand in snow, you're immersing your water in snow, in your hands in snow. That, but here, if it's just moisture on the grass, that's not a tila. That's not a tvila, and that's not a tila. It's nothing. You're wasting your time, and therefore it's a bochel of atol. It's a bochel in vain, and that's not acceptable. So why does the Mishnah put this Yamshel Shleim over here? Why is he mentioning it over here? Out of all places? I think so. I think very practical. I think you're very right. I think the Mishnah was very pragmatic over here. He knew that people who are on the journey Duffin couldn't be bothered traveling another 18 minutes or 72 minutes, and they tried to find, hey, I'm not going to go that far. It's quite wet on the floor, it's moist, and that's when they used to be mekel. So he said, no, can't be mekel, you need to travel to get to your water. Even if you've got moisture around you, you need to travel. You need to travel to get to the water. Psif cotton base. Mai metsuyim, avrok shemai metsuyim, psif cotton base, avrok shemai metsuyim, also apemapo, dilma also leminga. Mishnah Berurah says that if it's further away than this 4 mil, or this mil, if it's further away, then the halach is, you do not need, as we mentioned earlier, you do not need to wash your hands. If it's further away, you do not need to wash your hands. There was once a shayla, somebody in a plane, interesting shayla, somebody was in a plane, I forgot if it was a train or a plane, I think it was a plane, and there was, for some reason, the water didn't work. The water in the plane, in the water, you know, in the toilets there, it just didn't work. So it was a short journey. It was like probably like a, just, you know, one of those journeys that doesn't really matter. But a person wanted to know as to whether he wanted to intend. He was a businessman. He was traveling and he needed to get to, it was probably even national flight kind of thing. And he wanted to get to, and he wanted to eat in the meantime because he's going to have a long business day ahead of him. He wanted to eat and he had planned to wash. Without going to discuss if you can wash in the bathrooms in the planes, without going to that, assuming that you can, we discuss that. So he was assuming that there's no water available. Okay. Question is, what is this? What would you paskin? Should he fast, or would you say, come on, you wait the half an hour, get back to ground, and wash then, or maybe not. What do you say, Antina? What would you say?
We're both further than 4 mil from the nearest water, and it's going to take more than 80 minutes. Then this is passing already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do you everybody agree? What do you, Antina? This person on the plane does not need to wash.
I agree with that.
Do you agree? He doesn't need to. Yeah. Okay. So what do you think?
He's on his way.
Ah, that's interesting. You say he's on his way. That's on his way. That's interesting. That's a very interesting point. It's on his way. Yeah. Yeah, it could be that's considered on his way. Yeah. It would be back to if it would be in a, that's a very good point. I think that you're probably right. That if it's mamash, if he's going to get to water within 72 minutes from, he's going to land and have accessible water within 72 minutes, l'chayre, he has to wait. Yeah. Yeah. So although in the place where he is now, although in the place where he is now, there is no water, but that's how far he needs to travel to get to water. Yeah, good point. Yeah, what do you want to say?
What if he doesn't know where there's water in 72 minutes ahead? There might be 18 minutes behind. Does he need to wait 18 minutes behind?
Just to check, Sofek.
And then go 72 minutes ahead.
So, where does he know there is water as a fact?
He doesn't know.
If he doesn't know where there is water, he doesn't have to seek. He doesn't have to start searching. Maybe there's water there. Maybe there's water there. He doesn't have to go within a 72 minutes or 18 minutes kind of radius to find out if there's water. It's going to be a. Okay. That's if he has got no. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah defines a bit more. But yeah. So we've gotten Gimel says as follows. We're talking about a case that Pashtos, he won't find water. Even if it goes more than 4 minutes, it is unlikely to find water. He wants to eat. Then we allow him to wash hands, to skip the washing and to wash hands by wrapping his, to eat by wrapping his hands. But, but if he thinks that beyond the 4 million, he's probably going to find, probably, likely, high chances there is water just after 4 million, he must wait until he gets there. Yeah, now I'm skipping three lines, but we mentioned that. The Mishnah Berurah then brings an interesting shaila. And I skip a few lines, well, all the way till there's the the line starting Toiv Lechol. It says of Shomrei Ganois, people who are guarding the fields. So that's the equivalent of contemporary security guards. Okay? So people guarding the fields. Guarding the fields. Because remember, why was there necessity to guard fields, by the way? It was a fortune, was worth a fortune. Once the produce is ripe, a field is worth a whole year's earnings. So you better guard it. You better guard it. So Shomrei Ganois, if there were guards protecting and looking after the fields, for Pardesin and gardens, they needed to have gone over. There was no huts where they had water there. There was no water available. They didn't have water. They need to travel. They need to go quite a distance to get to water. They do not need to travel. Only pochus and mill. All they need to get to a mill. They don't need to travel further than a mill. They don't need to go more than a mill. Only a mill. Kmoy like Meleachov. Somebody's going out of his way. It's not within the direction, it's out of their way. Therefore, how far do we need to go? Out of their way. Out of the way is exactly 1 minute, 18 minutes. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Mishum she'enim yichoyim la'avzeh shmosom. Because they can't leave their places. They can't start. If they leave the place for 72 minutes, 4 million, if they're going to start leaving the place, by the time they're going to be back, they're probably going to be fired. So you can't leave a place that long, and they're not obligated to go for so far to get water. 18 minutes, and that's it. Chayotam also writes, the kola yoshe beveisoi, somebody sitting in his house, gamken enu mucholu v'litoya charamayim. Someone in his house, what would you have said? Somebody's in his house, and he hasn't got water. The water is not, there's no water. Imagine the whole street, the whole edge, the whole area has got no water. So, and you want to eat, you want to wash and eat something. How far do you need to go to get water? How far would you say do you need to travel? 18 or 72?
Shabbos, though,
Shabbos even longer, yeah? So how far? That's right, Shabbos, well, it's 18 minutes, whatever it is. 18 minutes. It's 18 minutes. It doesn't make a difference. If it's on weekday, it's going to be the way of transport you've got on weekdays. Oh, it's going to be 18 minutes walk. Yeah. It's either way 18 minutes. Yeah, you can go by bus. Yeah. You're not going to get much further than 18 minutes by bus. Very good. That's an interesting shout out. That Rabbi Shem Ice writes and other post game. That's what happens if somebody hasn't got a car? Or, that's right, if you haven't got a car, or yet your car is not available, what happens then?
You have to get a taxi, maybe.
Do you need to get a taxi? So the pash is very good. Do you need to get a taxi? It's going to cost you, how much is a taxi? For 18 minutes, right? Yeah? So how much? So do you have to pay for that expense to get further within the 18 minutes? That we learned. It's a beautiful shaila. That we learned, that you don't need to go more than 18 minutes. Good. So now the question is, you've got two ways. You can either walk, which is free of charge, still. Or you can get much further in a car, which is going to cost you money. It's going to cost you. Do you need to get to the further 18 minutes and pay towards it? More than 18 minutes, you don't need to go. But you need to. What do you need to? It's very interesting, shaila. Does the Chonim speak about this? Yeah. Very good. So it appears that you don't need to spend and it could be that it's a good shaila. It could be you don't have to spend money at all, or only you don't have to. There is no obligation. It's a discussion achronim, but many achronim say it doesn't say anyway you need to spend money on this mitzvah. All it said was you need to travel. You need to spend time. You don't have to spend money. Are you going to say time is money? I don't know. But you need to spend time. It doesn't say anyone needs to spend money on the mitzvah until that's the time. So therefore, according to that, walking is perfect. If you haven't got a car, or your car is not available, or it's not accessible, and you haven't got a way to any other way of transport besides your car, it's the 18 minutes walking that we go according to. Yeah, there are cholkim. Some poskim say that actually you do have to spend, but I think the consensus, I think it's true to say, there's proofs for that as well. The consensus is that you don't have to spend money, or if you need to spend money, it's only not a substantial amount. It's not a very big figure, not more than that.
You could argue walking, it actually costs you money because you're wearing your shoes out.
Okay, but that's obviously it's very little. That's not substantial. Yeah.
It's 18 minutes. It's in both directions.
Correct.
It's 36 minutes.
Correct. Yes.
So this Shomrei
They are spending 36 minutes traveling. Yeah.
So, I mean, how is that achieved to be absent from work for 36 minutes?
Yeah, okay, he probably has to pay back the time or something. Yeah, as far as that is concerned, he probably needs to, as far as the Chosh Mishpat aspect is concerned, if he's employed, that would have to be sorted anyway. Either ask permission or he pays back the time. Yeah, okay, good. Right, okay, but the point is that if you have got more than, so it's the 18 minutes, if it's within, if it's out of the way, it's, if it means out of the way, if it's within your journey, it's 72 minutes. Good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, there's some more points. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Just to recap what we covered tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya, we learned some Kuf Zarech Gimel Tzif Aleph, which taught us that there's an obligation to of Mitzvahs Netilas Yudayim, that if a person has got no water, he's got an alternative. He doesn't need to fast. He can wrap his hands up. We'll define that in Mishnah tomorrow a bit more, how you have to wrap your hands up. But the assumption is you can wrap, you wrap your hands and you can just make hamotzi and you go for it. Now, we've learned, Mashal says, just to moisten your hand, that's not good enough. Now, how far does a person need to travel to get to water? So if it's out of the way, it's 18 minutes. If it's within your traveling distance, it's 72 minutes. Pialocha discusses, is it a distance? Mil, a distance, or is it a time? And Bialocha Paskins, it's a time, whichever way you're traveling, that's the amount of time you need to spend to get to water. Then we learned also that if there is an assumption that you pashtus, very likely, you're going to get water there, then if it's pretty sure, pretty certain you're going to get to water, you have to do that step. If it's a random suffix, like your case, Naftali Israel, if it's a very mamash suffix, you really don't know, you don't have to make that effort. We learned that if a person has, if a person is at home and it's about traveling out of your way to get your water, again, we go according to 18 minutes and we don't do 72 minutes. And, yeah, that's basically what we covered tonight, and more to follow Mitzvah tomorrow on that.